Praise the Lord. Jesus is Lord. Thank you for joining me today. This is Dr. Ruth. We continue with my verse-by-verse teaching out of the Gospel of Luke. We are in Luke chapter 12. And today we will wrap up this chapter. Luke chapter 12 is a very lengthy chapter. And in the previous sessions, I discussed all of the previous verses. So today we will pick it up in Luke 12 verse 49. So after today's session, I highly recommend you go back and listen to the previous session and listen to the teachings out of the other verses, because a lot has been discussed. Timeless teachings, I recommend you go back and listen. So today we are in Luke 12. Verse 49. So what is the gist of this chapter? Powerful. Whoa. Jesus is Lord. To the glory of God the Father. And today Jesus will teach us that he did not come to bring peace, but division. Whoa. That sounds like an oxymoron, right? Because Jesus Christ is the Prince of Peace, Jehovah Shalom, right? Of course. But now he is going to tell us how he did not come to bring peace but division. So let's listen in context and find out what the Lord Jesus is talking about here. Again, before I even get into these verses, I just need to clarify. Yes, absolutely, 100% Jesus Christ is the Prince of Peace, Jehovah Shalom. He is our peace. We find our peace and rest in Jesus Christ, okay? The Lord Jesus Christ himself said that he has blessed us with his peace, the supernatural peace that surpasses all understanding. He teaches us that, I believe, in John, the Gospel of John chapter 16 there. And when you accept Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, you have peace with God. So there is a supernatural peace that we have when we come into this relationship with God through Jesus Christ. And then we have the peace of God when we look unto Jesus, okay, the author and finisher of our faith. When we stay steadfast on Jesus Christ, we are enveloped by his peace. Supernatural peace, a peace that surpasses all understanding, a peace that we experience supernaturally in the midst of crisis. That is the absolute truth. But the kind of peace that the Lord Jesus is saying in these upcoming verses we are about to study is the peace that family members lose, okay, or the division that people lose peace when the name of Jesus is called. Does that make sense? Let's get into these verses now. Verse 49 in Luke 12. I have come to bring fire on the earth, and how I wish it were already kindled. I find this amazing that the Lord Jesus himself, the Messiah, had this desire for the works of Satan to be immediately crushed. Just like a lot of us are looking at the things happening in the world today, we are like, Lord, come quickly. But the Lord Jesus said he had work to do. So he had to calm himself. Okay, let's get back here. I'm going to just reread verse 49. I have come to bring fire on the earth, and how I wish it were already kindled. But we are in verse 50. The Lord Jesus continued, but I have a baptism to undergo, and what constraint I am under until it is completed. Exactly. The Lord Jesus is like, who? How wish I could just 100% totally just get rid of all of the evil in this world and right here and now. But now I have some work to do that I must go through this work. Wow, I find that interesting. We are now in verse 51. Do you think, this is the Lord Jesus talking now, do you think I came to bring peace on earth? No, I tell you, but division. Exactly. Verse 52, from now on, now, the Lord Jesus is about to describe what he means by he did not come to bring peace. Remember, I mentioned in the context here, he's talking about the peace that family members would lose because of his name. That is what he is talking about. In verse 52, from now on, there will be five in one family divided against each other, three against two, and two against three. verse 53. They will be divided, father against son, and son against father, mother against daughter, and daughter against mother, mother-in-law against daughter-in-law, and daughter-in-law against mother-in-law. Did you get that? It's a tongue-twisting saying. Bottom line, the Lord Jesus is like, I did not come to bring peace, but division. Division because when you stand up for Christ in your family and others do not, what happens? You lose peace in the family, right? The seemingly superficial family peace falls apart because the truth is spoken. The name of Jesus will either bring division or cohesion. Did you get that? That is what the Lord Jesus is talking about when he said that I do not come, or I did not come to bring peace but division. He didn't come to bring peace in the sense that in a family household, those who are for him and stand up for him, they will be hated or persecuted by those who do not want him. As a result, that so-called family peace will come apart. Do you get this? Honestly, if that is the case, that really wasn't, it was a superficial peace anyway, because Jesus Christ is a Prince of Peace, and true peace only comes from Jesus Christ. When the Lord Jesus Christ is not in the center of a household, there is no peace. Oh, come on, somebody. Are you with me? I have seen this, and I have ministered to many people who used to live in a family or in a household where it was hardcore pagan. Mm-hmm. They didn't believe in God, and they were atheists, or they were into witchcraft. And then one family member becomes enlightened and then receives a revelation of Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior and accepts Jesus Christ into his or her life. Go back to the family. What happens? They kick the family member out. There is division. There is fighting. That is what the Lord Jesus is talking about. This is so pervasive in the here and now. There are many households in the world today that there is big division because of the name of Jesus Christ. You've probably heard about this. I know stories personally in the Middle East where family members are kicked out of the family household. They are disowned by family members because they call upon the name of Jesus Christ. That is a kind of peace that the Lord Jesus is like, I didn't come to bring that kind of peace. I come to bring division because at my name, speaking the truth, calling upon my name will cause division. You are either for me or you are against me. And as a result, family fall apart, or they would fall apart rather. That is what the Lord Jesus is talking about. Do you see that here? That is a great thing. Mm-hmm. So don't get this peace that the Lord Jesus is saying he did not come to bring confused with the supernatural peace that I had just explained, or the supernatural peace that the Bible teaches us that we have with God when we accept Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, or the supernatural peace that the Lord Jesus himself tells us out of the Gospel of John, that he has given us, or he has blessed us with peace that surpasses all understanding. That is not what I'm talking about here. That is not what the Lord Jesus is talking about here. The Lord Jesus is talking about the fact that when his name is called upon and you stand for godliness, it will cause division. And as a result of that division, there will be no peace. Okay? You get that right? Okay. Praise the Lord. This is Dr. Ruth. Thank you for joining me today as we study God's Word. Friend, as this ministry is blessing you, I want to speak to your heart. Would you consider blessing us back with a one-time donation or become a Christ-centered partner? As a Christ-centered partner, you join hands with us and with the Lord in the middle, and you pray for us on a regular basis. We pray for you on a regular basis, and then you bless us financially with whatever amount the Lord puts in your heart. And the primary way we will use your financial donation is to pay for studio time so we can produce more Bible teachings like this and to reach more people. This is God's will for you, for myself, and for the body of Christ, that we give into his work so we can reach many more people And God is so faithful. He has told us throughout His word that He will bless us back abundantly, exceedingly, as we give right back into His work. One scripture you can stand on is Luke 6:38. God will bless you back as you give into this fruitful ministry so we can pay for studio time to produce more shows and reach more people. I also want to leave you with this scripture just to strengthen you to know that when you give into God's work, God takes it seriously. Deuteronomy 15:10 teaches, give generously, okay, to them and do so without a grudging heart. Then because of this, the Lord your God will bless you in all your work and in everything you put your hand to. That is a promise that when you give into God's work, God will take it seriously and He blesses you back abundantly. So friend, as you have been blessed by these teachings, we thank you in advance for blessing us back. So here are some ways you can donate into this ministry anywhere in the world. All you need is internet access. Here is our safe and very secure website, drruthtanyi.org/donate. Again, it is drruthtanyi.org/donate. You can make a donation right there. Whatever the Lord puts in your heart, we receive it and we say thank you. If you live in the USA, we also receive donations through Zelle. And here is the telephone number. It's 909-501-9031. Again, 909-501-9031. We also receive donations through Cash App. The address there is the $ Dr. Ruth Tanyi. Again, the $ Dr. Ruth Tanyi, that is for Cash App. And we thank you abundantly for investing into this fruitful ministry. And together, we are advancing God's work and transforming lives. So we thank you for your donation. And God will bless you back abundantly, exceedingly. Here is the teaching. So we move on to the next upcoming verses here, verse 54. The next upcoming verses, the Lord Jesus is going to talk to the Pharisees, who were the religious leaders during His earthly ministry, who were aggressively against Jesus Christ. The Lord Jesus is going to call them hypocrites because they were not spiritually discerning of His presence as the Messiah. Just like today, many people are just not spiritually discerning about the works of God in the earth right now. So now we pick it up in verse 54. The Lord Jesus, He said to the crowd, when you see a cloud rising in the west, immediately you say it's going to rain, and it does. Verse 55, and when the south wind blows, you say it's going to be hot, and it is. Verse 56, hypocrites. Now, who is a hypocrite? A hypocrite is someone who is professing one thing but doing the opposite. These Pharisees and Sadducees and scribes, they belong to the various religious sects in the ancient nation of Israel. They were supposed to be teachers of the law of Moses, the Old Testament law. They were teaching it and prophesying it, but their lifestyles were contrary to the law of Moses. They were hypocrites. They were not doing what they were teaching, but they were placing a burden onto the Jews to do what they themselves would not do. They were hypocrites. Okay? Just like today, a hypocrite in the here and now would be somebody who is confessing faith in Jesus Christ, but yet their lifestyles are reflective of an unbeliever, such as they don't obey God. They don't serve God. They curse. They steal. Their lifestyles they are living as if they are still unbelievers, yet they confess that Jesus Christ is the Lord and Savior. A person like that would be a hypocrite, okay? Okay, so the Lord Jesus had said, you hypocrite, you know how to interpret the appearance of the earth and the sky. How is it that you don't know how to interpret this present time? Exactly. So the Lord Jesus is telling these Pharisees and teachers of the law that you are so good at interpreting, discerning the happenings in the environment. You are so good at discerning the weather or what is happening in the nation of Israel back then, but you cannot discern, interpret the present time, i.e. you cannot tell that I am the Messiah in your midst. You cannot tell that the kingdom of God has come in your midst. Are you so spiritually blind and dull that I am here as God in the flesh, the Messiah, fulfilling all scriptures, and you are supposed to be the ones who are supposed to be experts in the Old Testament law? You read the Old Testament laws about me, about the Messiah, and I am in front of you? You can't discern that, yet you can discern the happenings in the environment. You hypocrites. Oh boy, isn't that familiar today? There are people who confess faith in Jesus Christ. They even go to church. They even claim that they study the Bible, but they can tell you every detail about the happenings in the world, but they cannot discern what God is doing in their lives, in their personal church. They are just dull in regards to the spiritual discernment of what the Lord is doing, and they are so focused on politics, on baseball, on whatever, but they miss the spiritual discernment that they need to live and overcome crisis. And then when they are struck with crisis, oh, God help me. But God is like, are you not seeing that things are happening? Have you not been preparing your heart? You know, God is not against us watching the games. God is not against us having fun, but God wants us to put him first. Mm-hmm. Our spiritual discernment has to be number one. Okay? So let me ask you, are you one of those Christians who is dull with regards to what's happening in your home, your neighborhood, your job place, yet you are so sharp with regards to what's happening in the world? That has to change. Okay? Ask God to reveal to you what's happening in your immediate household. Spiritual discernment right there. Verse 57, why don't you judge for yourself what is right? Exactly. The Lord Jesus is like, can't you have spiritual judgment? Can't you discern what is right here? What's more important, to have spiritual discernment or to be blind? That's really what the Lord Jesus is asking them and is asking us today. Verse 58, as you are going with your adversary to the magistrate, try hard to be reconcile on the way, or your adversary may drag you off to the judge, and the judge turn you over to the officer, and the officer throw you into prison. Verse 59, I tell you, you will not get out until you have paid the last penny. The Lord Jesus just went on to explain how when you are spiritually dull, you open the door, you open yourself for consequences, unnecessary pain and suffering. That's really what this last verse was saying. When you cannot discern rightly, spiritually, in accordance with God's word and the work of the Holy Spirit and the flow of the Holy Spirit, and you're so earthly minded, you just open yourself for destruction. So what is the Lord Jesus saying here? We should be alert. We should be spiritually discerning of the works of God in our day-to-day lives, of the works and the move of God in our household, in the workplace, in the community at large. God is always moving. God is always manifesting himself. But are you spiritually discerning? That is the message here today. Do you see it in the spirit? As an example, right now, we are really, so many events are happening in the world that we are coming close to end times. This is so obvious. And I have talked to so many Christians who are so worried about all the signs that are happening and all the earthquakes and rumors of war, and they are praying and are begging God to stop all the wars. Friend, Jesus teaches us in the Gospels, and we will get to that here in the Gospel of Luke. But if you had listened to my teachings out of the Gospel of Matthew and Mark, the Lord Jesus talked about it. End times, signs of the end times, Matthew chapter 24. You can go back and listen right here on this podcast. He talked about all the signs. We are seeing some of those signs now. The Lord Jesus wants us to be alert, to be spiritually discerning. When we are seeing those signs, Instead of praying to God for those signs to stop, they won't. Those signs will come to pass. Then the end has come. That's what the Lord Jesus said. Rather, we should be quick to tell people about Christ Jesus. We should be quick to preach the kingdom of God. We should be quick to point to unbelievers and to others that we should be right with God, that we should be prepared, because at any moment, Christ could come. That is what we're supposed to be doing. Spiritually alert, to know that we are in end times and our biggest role is to preach the kingdom of God and to help people to be prepared for Christ, rather than praying for all the signs to end. They won't end. These signs will happen. We're going to hear of more wars, more rumors of wars, neighbors hurting neighbors, evil, rampant. These are things that the Lord Jesus prophesied would happen towards end times. So the best defense against this is to be prepared at any time. Preach Christ, fulfill God's calling in your life. Be a witness for Christ. Be the salt and the light of the world. Share Christ with others. Give people the opportunity to accept Christ. You plant the seed. If they don't accept Christ, you've done your job by planting the seed. That is how you would be spiritually alert to be discerning of what is happening, the move of God in the here and now. I hope you receive this. I hope you can do this. In Jesus' name, friend, before we go today, I want to just tell you about the book we're offering to add to today's lesson. Is a book I wrote a few years ago that is simply titled, Are You Moving Forward with Jesus? How to Excel in Your Identity in Christ. I really recommend you get this book. It will teach you how to live daily as a follower of Jesus Christ. It offers practical tips, practical how-to ways to live as a Christian and overcome and be spiritually alert and sensitive of the move and the workings of God in and around you. I recommend you get this book. This book has its own website, areyoumovingforward.com. Again, areyoumovingforward.com. If you live overseas, you can get this from Amazon. But if you live in the continental USA, please, we are asking for a donation of $33. That includes shipping and handling. And whatever you get from our ministry, it goes right back into this ministry to produce more Bible teaching sessions and or programs so we can advance God's kingdom. So we thank you in advance for doing so. So please consider sending us a donation of $33. We will ship this book to you and it will bless you and it will bless us. Even if you think you don't need this, which I think you do, it's a teaching, Bible teaching handbook, how to live daily as a Christian. Get it as a gift for somebody. Would you consider that? You would be blessing us with the donation. So you can visit the book's website, areyoumovingforward.com, and we will attach this in the description box, or visit our safe and secure website and make your donation of $33 there. That website is drruthtanyi.org/donate. We are also on Cash App. The address is $DrRuthTanyi. And we do receive donations through Zelle. The telephone number is 909-501-9031. We will attach that in the description box. So we thank you in advance for getting this book resource that will help you and help us. So this brings us to the end of the Gospel of Luke chapter 12. And what are the major principles and applications we've learned out of verses 49 through 59? Number one, spiritual discernment. I've talked about that already. And standing for the truth. Even though the truth about Jesus Christ will bring division into your household, you still have to be emboldened and allow the Holy Spirit to embolden you to stand for the truth. Because we know the Lord Jesus himself tells us in John 8:32 and several other scriptures that it is the truth that you know that will set you free. And may I add, it is the truth that will set your family members free. So if you live in a household where you're standing for Christ and there is division and people have lost their peace, don't give up. Stand for the truth and trust God. God is faithful in meeting you at your place of need and comforting you. Okay, so always stand for the truth, even if it causes division in your household. And I hope that you can receive this to heart. I do understand that it is difficult, but God is there to comfort you. I hope you receive that in Jesus' name. So let us pray. Father, I thank you for all the listeners. I thank you for all those who are being persecuted in their household because of your name's sake. I pray for a special anointing and protection over their lives. I pray for a special empowerment from the Holy Spirit to embolden them to stand up for Christ, to speak the truth, even though it causes division, because you are there to comfort them. I thank you for doing these things. And Father, I thank you for all of the listeners today that you've spoken truth into their hearts, that you've given them spiritual discernment, wisdom, and the how-to to step out in faith and preach the goodness of Christ to others. Thank you for blessing them with your joy and your peace as they step out in faith to do these things. I have prayed in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and everybody says, Amen.
As you have been blessed, can you bless us back with a financial donation so we can produce more teachings and bless others in return? This program is solely sponsored by the financial donations from friends and listeners like you. We need your financial support in order to reach more people with Dr. Ruth's simple but profound life-changing messages. To make a one-time donation, visit our website, drruthtanyi.org. That's drruthtanyi.org. Look for the donation button and donate right there. It is a very secure, simple, and easy process. Or, for more of an impact, would you prayerfully consider becoming a Christ-centered monthly partner with us? While on our website, you will find all of the information about becoming a Christ-centered partner. As a monthly partner, your regular prayers and financial support will enable us to produce more Bible teachings in order to reach more people and transform their lives with God's Word. For those of you who prefer regular mail, you can send your donation to us. Here's the address: Dr. Ruth Tanyi Ministries, P.O. Box 1806, Loma Linda, California, 92354. You can also email us with your questions about becoming a partner. Here's the email address: info@drruthtanyi.org. That's info@drruthtanyi.org. Or you can always call us at 909-383-7978. Dr. Ruth Tanyi Ministries is a federal government-approved 501c corporation, which means that all your donations are 100% tax-deductible as allowed by the law. We thank you in advance for your kind donation and prayers. We pray for God's love and presence to anchor your soul today in Christ Jesus. I am Chris Oram. Stay blessed, and goodbye for now.